Kingdom Power Systems. The motive must be right. The intent must be sponsoring God's intent. So you don't stop at being blessed. You go on to be a blessing. Because being a blessing is the essence of blessing. It's a life spiritual. You can't live your life to time and chance. It's dangerous. Let me tell you something. This gospel is not a joke. We have invisible powers that work with us. Understand the kingdom passes. When power hits the floor, the people are weak.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, every word from my mouth is words that you have put in there tonight. Words made for your people. Everything that I say, every action that I make, every move, I surrender it to you, to your will. Lord, take it and do what you will with it tonight. Let the people be transformed. Let their lives be changed. Let them receive that word that will change their lives forever. That word that will put them on course for life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now celebrate Jesus one more time. Hallelujah. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead and shout. Go ahead and scream. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to celebrate our senior pastor. Amen. Dr. Karis E. Amewa, the father of us all. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. He knows how to raise men. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we celebrate you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the honor to stand before God's people and declare your word, God's word. Hallelujah. Celebrate Pastor Peter. Resident pastor, sir. I salute. Hallelujah. Celebrate Pastor Enoch and his lovely wife. Celebrate Sister Quintina. I don't know where she is. Minister Quintina, we love you. We celebrate you. Hallelujah. How you celebrate your own. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your life will be changed. Amen. Your life will be transformed. Your hearts are open already. We have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Kingdom Power Systems. Part 5. Hallelujah. And I've been asked to speak about love and mercy. Amen. Love and mercy. Kind of love and mercy that releases the power of God to change situations. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about tonight. Hallelujah. You see, one key kingdom power system, you know, pastor has talked about a couple of them already. Pastor Peter too spoke about one last, you know, Tuesday. One key kingdom power system is the force of love. The force of love and mercy. Hallelujah. You see, as soft as that word sounds, it is backed by power. It's backed by energy. Hallelujah. That word is not soft at all. Love is not weak. When you love, you're not the weak one. Hallelujah. When you love, you're not the weak one. When you love, you are the powerful one. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, love is not weak. Say, love is a power system. Love is not weak. The more you grow in your love walk, the more you see miracles. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. The more you grow in your love walk, the more you see miracles. It's painted all through scripture. You will see the movings of love, the movings of mercy, and how it played out at the end. Is it just like prayer? Like pastor says, prayer is the primary generator of power, right? I want to tell you tonight that you see that word called love. It is the primary energizer of your faith. Hallelujah. Love is the primary energizer of your faith. So if there's one thing you would want to pay very close attention to, it is your love walk. When Jesus was here on earth walking through the earth, doing the mighty things that he was doing, he was love personified. He was liquid love emotion. Ask yourself, how has my love walk been? Have I loved enough to move the power of God to heal someone before? It's a rhetorical question. It's just something you should ponder upon. But love has that much power. Hallelujah. When your love vault is high, miracles are surplus. When your love vault is high, miracles, you won't want for miracles in your life. Love and mercy. Love and mercy. Love and mercy. Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2. We'll read from verse 1 to 10 very fast. But you see, nothing is impossible when the force of love has taken root in your life. That's the truth. Nothing is impossible. And we're going to see that from scripture. Amen. Let's read very fast. Mark chapter 2 from verse 1. We'll read very fast to verse 10. Okay, I have a screen here. It says, but the... 2 verse 1. It says, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house too. And straight away many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as... Please, can you give me NKJV? I'm not like Pastor. I prefer my New King James. Hallelujah. Immediately many gathered together, so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. 3. Says, then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by 4 men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was, so that they had broken through. They let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. Pause first. Friends. The kind of friends that you keep, very important in your life. You can't hang around and keep people around you that don't love you. Because the day you are in trouble, they will leave you. The day you are in trouble, they will run. But this is a man who had good friends. Who had friends that cared about his well-being. Who had friends that cared enough to know that, look, I heard that there is a Jesus that passes through this town. And when he touches you, you will get healed. And they say, no, friend, we don't like this situation that you're in. We need to get you to that person. And then they pressed. You need to have friends and people around you that will press beyond any barrier. Just to get you to be blessed. Or just to get you to be excited. Just to get you to be happy. Hallelujah. So they uncovered the roof where Jesus was. And when they had broken through, that was a love break there. They let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. 5. It says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven you. 6. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. Bad friends. Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Accusers. But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, why do you reason about these things in your hearts? 9. Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, arise, take your bed and walk? Really, which one is easier? To just tell somebody you are forgiven, or to tell somebody that what you knew for over 40 something years has not stood up from the bed to walk before. And you just tell the person, okay, stand up and walk. And the person actually stands up and starts going. Which one is easier? God will forgive evil friends and people that don't want your good and progress. Hallelujah. He said, arise, take up your bed and walk. Verse 10. It says, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic. 11. We'll just read 11 and then think 12. 11. I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. You see, when those four friends took their friend, they tried to pass through the door. It didn't work. Breaking through the crowd, it didn't work. They said, okay, there must be a way. Ha! Have friends that believe that there must be a way when it comes to helping you. Have friends. They said, okay, the roof. Nobody's on the roof. We are going there. And they went to the roof and broke it. When you break through with love, the end result is victory. Hallelujah. When you break through with love, when you can love that person enough for the person to know that, okay, look, this love is not something I really deserve from you, but you are giving it anyway. When you break through with love, you will find victory at the end. Your love needs to break through. Say, my love needs to break through. My love needs to break through. Break through limitations. Emotional limitations. Your love needs to break through anger. Your love needs to break through strife. Your love needs to break through envy. Your love needs to break through. Only when love breaks through will you see miracles. And that's the truth. See, when love is done doing its work, let's read verse 12 of this scripture. It says, immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all. Someone who had not walked before stood up and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. You say, when your love breaks through, people will say, we have never seen anything like this. In other words, a miracle has happened. In other words, something supernatural just took place. What is this? We have never seen it before. I prophesy to you, you will have such statements in your life. In the name of Jesus, where your love breaks through and people begin to see you and marvel at the goodness of God in your life. In the name of Jesus. Matthew 8, we'll read 2 to 3 and then we'll jump to 5 to 12. Amen. Matthew chapter 8. Media, you help me. Let's go fast. Amen. It says, and behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. Be cleansed. Immediately. Somebody say immediately. The leprosy was cleansed. This was a leper that came to Jesus seeking for mercy. Lord, if you will, please, just have mercy. I've heard that you have healed a lot of people before. I've heard that you have done mighty things before. I just need you to touch me, please. And Jesus said, I'm willing. How many of your people have come around you needing something? Please, could you help me do this? Please, I need you really. Can you just be around to help me do this? And then what you are doing, which is not really important, becomes so important all of a sudden, because what the person is telling you to do, you can't see yourself just doing it. You say, no, I wish I could have helped you. I wish. No. The Bible says, I am willing. There was no long story. says, I am willing, be cleansed. And the Bible records that immediately mercy took place. Jesus said, I will do it for you. He asked. Jesus said, I will do it for you. Immediately, what happened? A miracle took place. Immediately, what happened? A miracle took place. So we see from this scripture that mercy, love, is powerful. 5 to 12, please. Of the same Matthew chapter 8. 5 to 12. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 12. Matthew chapter 8. Amen. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him. 6. Saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. Now this was someone who had a maid. All of us house owners that have got maids with us. Hallelujah. How much do you love your maid? Hallelujah. How much do you love those people living with you when they are just doing unnecessary, annoying things? Amen. You say, carry the cup. He's not carrying the cup. You say, clean this place where he knows he sweep it, put it under the chair. Hallelujah. But love. Hallelujah. And Jesus said to him, no, let's go back to 6 and then connect it. Amen. Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. Verse 7. Then Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Jesus had seen love. But notice something. Let's keep reading first. So the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. This is one of the people who God said, oh, I've not seen this kind of great faith. If you read verse 10, let's see verse 10 quickly. It says, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed him, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith. I have not found such great faith. You know what moved the people? Love moved them. But when Jesus saw what they did, he said it was faith. Hallelujah. So faith works with love. Love energizes faith. Love makes your faith visible. Hallelujah. So I have not found such great faith. Not even in Israel. Ah, may that not be said about us. Hallelujah. When love moves, faith is seen. And all through scripture you will see where you see faith that produced a result, you see it connected to an act of love or an act of mercy. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, our love work many times is key to our breakthroughs. But many times we don't pay attention to that. Our love work is extremely important. Every day we interface with people and they annoy us. They step on our toes. Hallelujah. They step on our... Oh dear. In fact, you just finished praying. Let all sinners, I walk in love. And then you just came out. Then your neighbor just mistakenly poured water. Hey, Jesus. And you are dressed so nice. You were just about to step out. And then you just... Guy, where did they worry you? Hallelujah. What will you respond when things begin to attack your love work? What will be your response? What will be your response? You see, in this life, I have learned, honestly, that there is nothing in this life. There is no need to be so angry that you rage and be... I'm telling you, There's really no need for that. It affects your health. It's not good for you. When you forgive, the weight just leaves. And this is what God wants us to do. Just love. Amen. Tell yourself, look, there is nothing anybody can do me in this life. Nothing you can do me that can make me carry you in my mind for like 1 year plus. I'm telling you. No, but it's true. There are some people that are carrying people in their minds for like 8 years, some 30 years. They see the person, they say, now you do one. Hallelujah. It was you that stole my biro of 1963. And we're in 2022. I mean, that's over 50 years old. Oh boy. Maskuska. Hallelujah. Understand that your love walk is tied to your breakthrough. If you want to see breakthroughs in your life, just be loving. Hallelujah. Just engage love. Engage the force of love. Put your leg on the throttle of love and leave it there. Just be going. If anybody tries to stop you, just say, you cannot stop me. I decided this thing before. Hallelujah. I'm moving. Amen. Don't be like the scribes. Don't be like the scribes. Be happy for people. Be truly happy for people. Don't be like the scribes, the Pharisees. How can you see a mighty healing? And then the thing that is bothering you is, why would that man do that thing like that? Something that you have never seen since you were born. Somebody did it. And instead of you to say, oh boy, I like, man of God, how did you do this thing? Can I learn some one or two skills? Instead of saying that, you say, jealousy. Who is he that you come and heal this person on a day like this? Today is the Sabbath. Why must he heal? For God's sake, just be happy that the man is now walking, or he can now see. Hallelujah. Just be happy for your neighbor. You have been believing God for a car, it not come. Now your neighbor have like 5 cars. You are sitting there believing God for one. Be happy. Believe God. Your breakthrough is tied to your rejoicing. I heard Joyce Meyer say this one time. She was preaching. She said she had been believing God for something for a long time. And then her neighbor just came one morning. Hey God. And knocked her open. And she had said, come in, come in. I said, I just want to share a testimony with you. She said, what is this one now? And then the exact thing that she was believing God for, and she had been believing God for, was what the neighbor came to testify to her, that God did it for me. And Joy said, honestly, yes, the Lord did it. Thank you. Thank you. You can now go. I'm not even happy, sir. Just go. And the friend left. And she went and sat down and was crying. And said, Lord, only this small thing. Me too, I've been believing you. You did not give me. And you know what she said? That many times God does that to pull out the dirt from our hearts. Hallelujah. He does that to pull out the dirt from your heart sometimes. Sometimes you don't even know that you have the capacity to feel like that. Until you are faced with the situation, then you don't see yourself. Hey God. Hallelujah. You don't even know. And then when God has uncovered the thing that you were covering with, oh, bless you, brother. Bless you, sister. The Lord is good. And then somebody now comes and has what you have been believing God for. There's now a problem with greeting the person. There's now a problem with you. The person says, come, let me. Maybe God just bless the person with a car or maybe a house. They invite you. Okay, come to the house now. The house the Lord blessed me with. Come, let me just serve you food. You say, which house? Keep your house to yourself. I'm not coming. Hallelujah. Be truly happy for people. Praise the Lord. Let me hurry. Amen. Jesus showed mercy. Amen. And don't be like the scribes. You see, the breath of love is seen through your actions. Hallelujah. Love goes through things so that others can enjoy. I'll say that again. Love goes through things so that others can enjoy. Just imagine what it took Jesus. He and his disciples went to a place called, I think they were crossing from a town to another town in Bethesda or something, Bethsaida or something like that. And they were trying to hide from people. You people should not see us, please. Just allow us rest. And as they were going, the people say, I saw him. As I saw him, he was passing through this road. And then before you know it, where they thought they were hiding, that people will not see them so that they can rest from the work of the ministry, they saw a pool of people saying, Jesus, where are you? We have found you. Hey, God. Imagine. Jesus on his own would have said, I beg now, I'm waiting. You would just, I know I have the power. Just be where you are first. When I, you know, pray and I gauge, I will come for you people. Hallelujah. But Jesus didn't do that. Instead, he took them on a stroll. God, Jesus Christ. He took them on a stroll. They went walking for many days. And guess what? They are not eating. The man of God would have said, man, see, disciples, many days we have gone. We have been preaching the word to these people. Food. We need food. We, the apostles, need to be strong to preach. So please, fetch us some food from anybody, any neighboring place. But is that what Jesus did? No. What did Jesus do? The first thing that came to his mind was, these people are hungry. These people need to be fed. Oh, what a heart of love. See, these people, not even me first, not even my own disciples first, no. But these people need to eat. What can we do to make these people eat? But he's saying that he knew exactly what he was going to do. And the Bible says, they brought the bread, they brought the fish. He lifted up his hands and gave thanks and multiplied it for them to eat. What a love breakthrough. It was because he loved and saw and had mercy on the people. These people need to eat. He would have just told them, okay, please, you people are hungry. And just, I know that God can do it, but let's not just stress the power of God. Just go and... just go and... Hallelujah. But Jesus didn't do that. Where love is, unlimited miracles abide. God is love. Hallelujah. I'll just share with you real quick. I think my time is almost up. Three key features of love that releases the power of God. Three key features of love that releases the power of God. Amen. I believe we're getting blessed. Three key features of love that releases the power of God. Number one, compassion. Acts of the Apostles, very quickly, media, help me. Acts chapter 9, verse 36 to 42. Compassion. What is compassion? Compassion is sympathetic consciousness of others plus the desire to alleviate the pressure of them. Hallelujah. That you are sympathetic of people when you see them. That is what makes all of these men of God, John G. Lake, all of them. That's what makes all of them have this, the level of results that they have. Their love work. When they see people who come before them who are, you know, crippled or lying on the bed of illness or something, they are always moved with compassion. Every time a healing takes place, compassion just flowed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Acts of the Apostles chapter 9 verse 36 to 42. It says, at Joppa, there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did. She was a good woman. 37. Media, 37, please. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. 30. Next. And since Lydia was near Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. 39. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made whilst she was with them. Verse 40. But Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. 41. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And then he had called the saints and widows. He presented her alive. Hallelujah. Hi. The power of love. It was love that moved the people to say, no, this woman cannot die. We still need her alive. Please, Lord, it's not time. We are the one that, love decides the time. Love decides the time. We say, no, Lord, this woman cannot die now. We want her with us. Please, she has been sewing clothes for us. We want it like that. Don't take it away. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then that love, that compassion in their hearts moved them to send for the man of God. They sent for the man of God, and the man of God, 42, and it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed on the Lord. That was a love break. Again, have people around you, friends around you that love you. People that you can hold hands with and believe God for something and pray together for something. People that will be against hope, believe in hope. And say, no, look, this person just died. This person is not supposed to die now. No, I'm not supposed to go now. Let's go and meet the man of God. Man of God, the Bible says that if you pray, he will wake up. Let the person wake up. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Number two, very fast. Confidence. Three key features of love that release the power of God. Number two, confidence. You have to be confident in the power of God to move and change situations after love is released. You must be confident in the fatherhood of God. John chapter 11, real fast. 38 to 44. John 11, 38. Very quickly, I'll soon be rounding up. Then Jesus again, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you, confidence? Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you will see the glory of God? Did I not tell you, after you have walked in love, you better be confident of, you know, what you carry. You better be confident of the power of God. You better be confident in the fatherhood of God. To know that, Lord, look, I have walked in love with this person. Even though you have given this person what I've been believing you for, I've walked in love, and I'm confident in your fatherhood that my miracle is the next. Hallelujah. You must be confident in the fatherhood of God. Be confident in his ability. Be confident in the fact that he loves you, even if you have not gotten it yet. You must be confident. Hallelujah. And our greatest example in the Bible of compassion, of course, was Jesus. And the third, which leads me to the third thing, sacrifice. That's the third key. That's the third key, sacrifice. Sacrifice is a force. And there are three key areas on the sacrifice that releases the power of God as well. Service, giving, availability. Those are the three I have on the sacrifice. Jesus was battered, broken, marred, with scars and covered with guilt. Yet he looked upon us and said, yet at this church I will still sacrifice my life for them. I will still go for them. I will still die for them. I will still agree to be tortured. I will agree for my skin to be done. Let, whatever they want to do, just do. But because I love this church, I have agreed to sacrifice myself, to go through this pain, to go through everything that will be gone, that would befall me. The sacrifice of Jesus. John chapter 3 verse 16. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave. God was the first person that sacrificed. God sacrificed Jesus. He said he was slain from the foundations of the earth. He gave Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Isaiah chapter 53. We'll run through it very fast and I'll close. Isaiah 53 would see what, you know, Jesus went through. He says, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Please, really fast, media. 2. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs. The Bible says he was despised, yet we did not esteem him. What exactly have you really gone through in life that you think you can't sacrifice anymore? You can't sacrifice to be in God's house. You can't sacrifice to do the things that you are told to do. This was a man. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. The people that he came for were still doing these things to him. 6. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, by love's stripes, we are healed. We are healed. We have been made whole. By the stripes of love. What a power. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. What have you gone through that you think is enough for you to start opening your mouth and cursing and insulting or behaving in a certain way? It says, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. 8. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. The Son of God does not die, but he had to. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. 9. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. Nor was there any deceit found in his mouth. When you are going through the love test, ensure that there is no deceit found in your mouth. 11. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. 11. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, the reward of love. Hallelujah. Shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death. Let me tell you, love has a reward. Walking in love has a reward. You can never ever beat the reward of walking in love. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Hallelujah. There's so much to say about love. When love wants a miracle, it is focused and determined. It is confident. It is focused. No distractions. Nothing is distracting me. Not the blessing of my neighbor. Not the attitude of somebody. Not nothing is. See, if people will understand love alone, nobody will leave any church, any good church. If you understand walking in love alone, nobody will leave any good church. You will stay and go through it and come out refined. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Abraham, against hope, believed in hope. The Bible says he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Strong in faith means he was confident of the love of the Father. He was confident that Christ, the word had gone out from the mouth of God, I will give you, I will bless you with this. He believed. How many of us has word come from these pulpits? God has blessed you. The year is going to be good. This one's going to be. And then you said, amen. Then you went back. And then one blow from the enemy, you turned your back. Hallelujah. Be confident in the Father's love. Fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold through your love walk. Hallelujah. Lay hold through your love walk. Increase your love vote. Hallelujah. These are the things that you're going to be doing, the resolutions now from this message. Amen. Increase your love vote. In other words, determine to walk in love. Determine to walk in love. When you say you love, think about it in the light of compassion, confidence, you know, and sacrifice. So that when you're called upon to come and do something, come and do today evangelism, tomorrow evangelism, next tomorrow evangelism. We're just calling for evangelism all the time. Evangelism, evangelism. Oh, the love of God that you have welling up on your inside for the body of Christ, for the people that need to be saved, will move you from your bed, will move you from that place where you are trying to lie down to come. Hallelujah. Love is action. Let your love for the body of Christ and sinners and believers energize your faith to produce immeasurable results. Hallelujah. The truth is, when you stand up and you actually come, you see miracles. There are many times we have gone out and we have walked miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. Examine your love walk today. Amen. Examine your love walk and believe God for the miraculous. Rise on your feet. Amen. And as you rise, begin to talk to God about your love walk. Begin to tell God your resolutions. Begin to tell him, Lord, these are my resolutions from this message I've heard. Love energizes faith. Every miracle you see came from a place of love. Amen. Every miracle you see, do you want to be among those who are working miracles? Pray tonight. Oh Jesus, you love me. T.O.P., help me. You love me. And I'm so amazed. Hi. This is the love that brought us our salvation. You love me. You love me. And I'm so amazed. Miracles in people's hearts. You love me. You love me. And I'm so amazed. I'm so amazed. Yes, I am. You love me. You love me. You love me. You love me. And I'm so amazed. See you. testimony, and you're going to say, Lord, energize me to walk in love. You're going to say, Lord, energize me to walk in love, because when I walk in love, I know that the miracles in my life will multiply. So you're going to open your mouth, believers. You're going to pray like it is money you are praying for, because in actuality, it is money that you are praying for. Maybe that being the 10 million, the 1 million, whatever it is that you might be desiring, is hinged on one love walk. You will pray tonight and you say, Lord, my love walk, energize me to walk in love. Lord, we are energized to walk in love. We are energized to walk in love. We are focused. We are not distracted. This communion tonight is a communion of love. Amen. Hallelujah. As we take this communion in this church, our love walk is going to so multiply. It's going to so move from one level to the next. In the name of the Lord Jesus, among the workforce, among the members, among everyone here, our love walk is going to multiply. Mande kola bandele prebetosa, en jebetolo barabatelebaya, elebredobo sinatelebabaria sianelebas. Someone is receiving his miracle today. Shelebotono makebala telebabababosia, en bretona kandelebato shabani. Someone is receiving their miracle tonight on this table of love. The reason why we can take communion is because someone died. Someone loved enough to come and die. Someone here has been angry with someone for a long time. It's time to let it go, amen. It's time to let it go, whoever you are. It's time to let it go. And on this table, as we break the bread and we take the cup, sit and then take the body of Jesus and take his blood, and you see that the weight will leave you, the weight will be lifted up of your heart. Lord, we receive your body. We eat in remembrance of your love. Thank you for coming to die for us. Thank you for going through what you went through just because of us. We are grateful. And Lord, tonight as we take this communion, every heart that has been so heavy because of dislike and hate for someone, Lord, we ask that this communion cup lifts up that weight in the name of Jesus. And we ask, precious Lord, that the person is free. The person is free. The person is free in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we decree in the name of Jesus that this cup ushers us into the miraculous. In the name of Jesus, in our finances, in our lives, in our walk with you, Lord, we enter into the realm where we would see miracles in surplus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we eat and drink in the name of Jesus.
Beloved, we know you've been blessed by God's word today. For more life-transforming messages like this, you can visit our website, library.gloryzoneglobal.org, and you can also follow us on our various social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Glory Zone Church. Stay blessed.